Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. We finished up the AI work here on the ranch and have turned out the bulls, which turned out to not be as simple as it would sound. One of the yearling bulls appears to be permanently crippled, and two others are hopefully only temporarily lame. I'm hoping that they will be feeling better in a week when their services may be required. I do know that I can't blame the bulls' problems on getting too hot a ration in the development stage, because they were raised here on the ranch, and there was nothing about their ration that was too hot. Although, compared to what they may be getting this winter, the good old days may look pretty good. The irrigation well's been running steady for the past month or so we will start putting up some hay this week. Getting the baler up and running has been a priority the last few days. I was glad the local dealer had parts in stock that I needed. The baler is getting old enough that the parts for a vintage or classic piece of equipment are not as easy to get a hold of as they once were. It never ceases to amaze me how quick horses and equipment seem to get old. Why, it doesn't seem like very long ago when, after many a year of toiling and tear and struggling to put up hay, my patience was wearied as I daily repaired a baler that refused to play. Enough of this guff, I said in a huff. This season will be the end. The calf prices were high, and I just might try to buy a new used baler from a friend. That baler had dials and bells, and its features, he tells, while I hang on his every word. But one feature stood out that near made me shout. That kicker was slicker than I had heard. After the twine tie weight, you just lift the tailgate, and the bale to the ground does drop. The rolled hay's pushed away, it's amazing, I say. You never back up, just come to a stop. I bought that machine, and I never have seen first cutting alfalfa go so well. You never heard me curse grinding into reverse. That kicker sure was swell. On the upland hay, my story does stray from a tale of harvesting bliss. Velocity and slope do cancel out hope, and soon things were sure amiss. Newton's discovery staged a recovery that was there for the world to see. When I'd lift the tailgate, a sequence to create, like the launching of Apollo 3. A forage missile upon its dismissal would set on a speedy course. I remember it still as I rounded the hill. For not looking back, I was feeling remorse. The widow Tate's garden gate now lay prostrate, along with her sweet corn patch, 'cause a half ton of hay that had gone astray had not bothered with the latch. Oh, and a grisly scene the valley of bean, those plants surely not the victor. The pod squashed as flat as a bull rider's hat by the path of a mammoth boa constrictor. My neighbor did gloat, did you know bales float, and you sure saved on hay moving expense. But the smile of the clown turned into a frown when he took a good look at his fence. I will use that big green hay machine, though some would think I'm a fool. But I don't understand, it bewilders me, man, why it's labeled deer when it kicks like a mule. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. I'm on my way home from Tilden, Nebraska, where I was part of the Prairie Day celebration last evening. I want to thank the Prairie Day committee for letting me be part of the fun. Hoping that our trails cross in your community real soon, that it's raining at your place, and that the Lord blesses you real good today, I'm R.P. Smith.